So do you want to know the secrets on how to become a global influencer? I've actually decoded this. I've been studying guys like Gary Vaynerchuk, Grant Cardone. We have Tai Lopez, Ramit Sethi, Tim Ferriss, Neil Patel, Pat Flynn, and we've got a whole bunch of names. Okay, so I've been studying and analyzing these different influencers. And what I wanted to do is just to decode their secrets. And I brought it down to 6 steps. Okay, I'm going to be walking through 6 different stages over here. And each of these stages, I'm going to go deeper into it and help you uncover what does it really take to become a global influencer. Okay, so let's get started. Let's start with step number one. Step number one is you need to narrow down on your niche. Yeah. You look at anyone, look at Gary Vee, he's really going full on and his messages is catering to the millennials and he's got like one core message, which is, you know, be your own thing and hustle and stuff like that. And then we have, you know, Grant Cardone, who's the another influencer and his core message is, you know, multiply your wealth, you know, create multiple flows and real estate and all that stuff. And, you know, and he's a core sales guy. Then we have somebody like Jay Shetty, you know, Jay Shetty. His core message is making wisdom go viral. So he's got like a core message. So, and he's giving a lot of these, doing all these interviews, you know, personal development and all these messages to help uplift people from their current situation. Then let's look at Robert Kiyosaki, for example. He's also a global influencer and his core message is again one, you know, the rich don't work for money. Money works, the rich make money work for them. Very, very simple message. So, the first step is if you want to become a global influencer, let's not even talk about global. Even if you want to become a micro influencer, the first step is you need to know what is your core message and what is your core niche. Okay. And once that is identified, then you have to make that into your mission. Okay. You got to make that into a mission to serve your audience. Because if you have scattered messages and if you have multiple things that you're doing, then you won't be able to attract the right audience and, you know, people won't know what you stand for. Okay, so you got to stand for that one core message. Like, let's even look at, you know, Pat Flynn, smart passive income, how you can create passive income. So that's his core niche and he's built his entire, you know, model around that. And many others. Let's look at Neil Patel. Neil Patel, he's a content marketing guy, you know, SEO guy. So every single post or video or article of his is talking about those topics and how you can improve your presence online and how you can improve your SEO, get more traffic, leads and sales. I mean, so he is known for that particular topic. So step number one is narrow down on your niche. And one way to, you know, go deeper in is to ask yourself the question, like, what do you want to be known for? You know, if other people are going to be thinking about you, what should they think about you? Okay, so that's something which you need to think about. Okay, so for me, my core message is simple. You know, it's like how to build a business without an office or employees, how you can work from home. And that's why, you know, my whole tribe is called the Internet Lifestyle Tribe, the Internet Lifestyle Hub. And we have people from all over the country who are actually, you know, who are in resonance with this concept. They are a part of my group. So narrowing down on your niche is step number one. Let's go to step number two. Now, step number two is something that I have adapted based on what I've been seeing and even based on the current age in which we are in, okay? I mean, we are talking about 2019 and there's a lot of progress that's happened in technology. So the way to approach to becoming an influencer can be slightly different than what it used to be 10 years ago. So step number two, according to me, I feel that the best way to establish your authority and trust and rapport with your audience is to create a digital product or create a course, an online course, where you can provide a structured learning to your potential audience, okay, your potential customers. You can have free courses and paid courses. In other words, you create an ecosystem, create a hub of your own where you get people into your world, okay? So now you have a lot of videos on social media, like you have all these different you know, influencers are posting content out there. Like, let's look at you know, Tim Ferriss, for example. Like, he does all these in-depth podcasts and interviews all these people. But ultimately, he's routing all of them back to his books. He's routing people back to his community. And of course, he makes a lot of money endorsing, you know, different brands and products, you know, by talking about them in his podcast. Okay, so he makes a lot of money as an influencer over there. So step number two is, you know, if you want to become that influencer, you want to start growing there, create your own digital product, create your own course where you can provide structured learning, because unstructured learning is already existing online on YouTube and these other platforms where people can actually search for whatever they want and they can learn. But how you're going to be different and is by creating a structured program. Like I have a structured program called the Freedom Business Model. Okay, it's a 3-day course. Day one, they learn something. Day two, they learn something. Day three, they learn something. And by the end of that, they're ready to take action and then implement those learnings. Okay, so this is step number two. Now, step number three is going to be an awesome one. Step number three is write a book. Okay, write a book to, again, reestablish your authority. And because once you have grown an audience, let's say you have created a customer base and you have many people are going through your courses and who are going through your products, and you built that over a period of time. Let's say you have around 500 to 600, you know, students are going through your courses online. After you have your courses, then when you write the book is going to be even more potent because you have a ready-made audience. You would have got a lot of perspective from your community on what they're actually looking for, and you can convert that into topics in your book. And the best part is you can use the book to again sell your course in a subtle way, okay? So let's say you've created a digital product and you have a lot of students learning online. And then when you launch the book, these students are going to be anyway buying your book. And inside that book, you can also talk about your course. You can talk about how you're adding value to this community. And indirectly, it's not like a direct sell, but indirectly, you can use the book to again fuel more sales of your product, because a book is not something which you can really make money out of unless you're a Jack Canfield or a Robert Kiyosaki and you hit the bestseller and it's sticking on the bestseller list for years and years together. It's a very competitive space. It's a tough game to be in. But on the other hand, a book is great. It's like a business card. It can open doors. Okay. And when you write a book, and if you say that you are an author of the book, instantly you are an authority. Okay. The word author and authority are, you know, coming from the same root. So step three is writing the book. I know many people who would have written a book and they did not know what to do about it. They're finding it really hard to market the book because most of the publishers do not really market the book. You know, they only publish it and they have a distribution channel. But ultimately, you need to be doing the marketing of your book. And the best way to do the marketing is by having an audience, a ready-made audience, and having a community even before you write and launch the book. Okay, so that is a very good step number three on your journey to become a global influencer. Now let's look at step number four. Now that you've written the book, and let's say you have the course also ready, and you can use all your different channels, invest and work with smart people to get your book into the bestseller list. Once you have that, once you hit the bestseller list, then you can use this book to get you more speaking engagements in large corporations. Okay, I'm talking about big companies, large corporations, because once you say that you've spoken in a Google, you've spoken in a, Facebook, or you've spoken in some big companies, that actually increases your brand value. Okay, and you'll be going into these companies to speak not as a trainer, but more as a speaker. You know, that's the differentiator. Okay, a trainer gets paid by the hour. Okay, a speaker gets paid based on his value, his brand value. Now, did you know that Gary Vaynerchuk, at this point, I think he charges something like $300,000 for a 90-minute keynote. Okay, that's crazy. $300,000 is his market value, is his brand value. Why? Because he's grown his influence. Just look at it. Okay, Gary Vaynerchuk does not have a digital product of his own, but he's written so many books. Look at Tim Ferriss. He became famous because of a book. Robert Kiyosaki, it's a book. Jack Canfield, it's a book. You look at Pat Flynn, he's written a book, but he also has his own courses. Now let's look at Neil Patel. He's providing his consultancy services, but he has written so much of content out there that it's as good as having multiple books out there. Okay, so look at all these successful people: Jay Shetty, Robin Sharma, Grant Cardone. It's all about 10x and stuff. All have used a book to establish their authority. And they've used that book to open up new doors. They've gone and spoken in big companies. And the more and more and more the influence is growing and more speaking engagements they get, they're increasing their rate per speaking engagement. Okay. So that is step number four. Now again, when it comes to this particular model, you need to be very strategic. I mean, don't just go out there, spending every single day of the month speaking somewhere. Pick and choose who you want to speak with, and then make it very strategic so that it really adds to your brand value. Now coming to step number five, Okay, step number five is, once you've created your course and then the book, now you're no more a trainer, but an international speaker, okay? At this stage, step number five, you can go full on video creation, in podcast creation, where you're able to, you know, even if you're able to have a team who can churn out and load at least, you know, 2 to 5 pieces of content per day on social media. I'm talking about one podcast a day, or say one podcast a week. Maybe you shoot on one weekend, do a lot of videos, and you snippet down that video into small 1 or 2 minute videos, make it into short trailer kind of content, and you post at least 3 to 4 pieces of content per day. Okay, so the kind of content that has to go out is, you can have a podcast, a weekly podcast, you can have short videos, you can do motivational quotes or any kind of quotes around you, which it can be image quotes. And you can also have stories, you know, you can also have your success stories of your students and all that stuff that can keep coming out. This is the part where you need to systemize, automate, and possibly have a team, an in-house content team that can help you with this entire production work, where you have to systemize it in such a way that you work one day in a week to do all your video shoots and your podcast recording and all that stuff. And then you let the team syndicate that right through the week. And that this is exactly the model with Gary Vaynerchuk. Okay, Gary Vee has got an in-house team of videographers who's chasing him around and taking all those moments. You know, they're chopping it up into small pieces, and then they're posting it out on social media. Even whenever Gary Vee goes and speaks on different stages and different, you know, corporations, those big keynotes are again chopped down into small pieces of content, and it's all about volume. You know, Gary Vee always talks about volume, volume, volume content. Volume is like the number of pieces that you post out on a daily basis. So this is a good step to come in stage number five. Okay, because once you're narrowed down on your topic, once you have your course ready, once you have your book out there, and then you know, you're going for these speaking engagements and you're recording all of that stuff, then when you get into this micro, you know, pieces of content that's being churned out and thrown out by a content team, that will start to add a lot of momentum to what you're already doing. Okay, you'll have increased sales, you'll have a lot of people coming in, a lot of customers buying your courses, a lot of people buying your books, and you know, the word will start moving around. Okay, and that's what happened. Now, Gary Vee, look at his case. In the last 11 years, he's been posting videos on social media and stuff, and no one even looked at some of those videos in the initial 1 or 2 years. You know, he was just doing this wine library and reviews and stuff like that. But those videos are still existing right now. And it's because of the momentum that he's been and the consistency at which he's been posting content is what has made him a global influencer right now, where he's able to charge $300,000 for a 90-minute keynote. Okay, so you get what I'm saying, right? It's all about consistency and volume. But this volume has to come in at step number five. Now let's go to step number six. Okay, step number six is, then you can charge big bucks on, you know, high ticket consulting, high ticket speaking engagements, because the more you're adding value in the social media space, then the more you're noticed, the more you're influenced. The more you're influenced, the more your brand value is increasing. And the perception for a conference organizer or somebody who's calling you into their corporation to come and speak, you'll be able to, you know, call the shots. You know, you'll be able to charge whatever that you want. And this is the stage in which you can go, you can charge big bucks. Okay, so you can charge, maybe, I don't know, a speaking engagement can go run you into $50,000 and above. You can increase the value of your products. If you're charging like $100, $200, $300 products, you can move it into a $1,000 product, because then now you have the credibility, you have the, you know, you have the influence right now, and people are there who are going to be buying it. Okay, so these are the six steps, and let me recap the six steps once more. Step number one, narrow down on your niche and be very clear on what you want to be known for, and make your message very crystal clear. Step number two, create a digital product of your own that can make you an authority and that can actually help you with the cash flow in your business, because the digital products are very profitable to sell, okay, as compared to any other physical product, which has, digital product, there's no manufacturing, there's no shipping, there's no handling. There's a lot of things that you can actually leverage more. Step number three, write a book to, again, reestablish your authority and do whatever it takes to build, you know, to hit the bestseller list by promoting it to your own community and promoting it through different marketing channels. If it need be, hire an agency to actually bring it to the bestseller list. Step number four, use the book to help you get more speaking engagements in corporations to increase your brand value. Step number five, Now you're an international speaker, go on and create full-on content. I'm talking about volume content, video content, podcast content, as well as textual and imagery content that has to be loaded on social media, on a daily basis. And step number six, charge big bucks for high-ticket consulting. And the more value that you're going to be adding, the more you'll be noticed. The more you're noticed, the higher that you can charge. So this is the global influencer model. And there are different routes to take. The key is that you need to have that X factor. At the end of the day, I can give you these six steps, but people should be able to relate with you. You need to be likable, okay? It's all about the likability factor in today's day and age. The more you can be yourself, the more you're able to be powerful in your communication through your videos, through your podcasts, and through your content, then your likability factor is going to increase. When that increases, people will like you, they'll trust you, they'll want to, follow you, and that's how you become an influencer, okay? So what I'm going to be doing is, I'm going to be doing a webinar very soon. If you go to this website, sidz.co/freedom, okay? sidz.co/freedom. I want to invite you to my live webinar where I'm going to be deconstructing on how I literally went from nothing to generating over $100,000 in my own product course sales, digital product sales within 9 months. Okay. And I'm going to deconstruct that entire model in a 90-minute webinar, which will be live. So if you are serious about getting into this journey of becoming a global influencer and impacting a lot of people with the knowledge that you have, then I would highly recommend that you go to my website, sidz.co/freedom, register, and we will connect live in the webinar, okay? In the meantime, if you found this podcast useful, if you really found this of value, and if you're listening to this on my blog right now, go right to the bottom and share your comments below, and I would like to actually read your comments and reply back to your comments, okay? And another thing that you can do is, just copy the link from the URL on the website and just share it on your social media and share your learnings on what you learned from this podcast. Because when you share this piece of content, this blog post or this link here, it is going to be, inspiring a lot of other people. So what you'll be doing is you'll be paying it forward and you'll be helping somebody else get on this journey of becoming a global influencer. Because the reason why I'm doing this is I believe that even if one or two people are able to take these six steps seriously and implement it, they could possibly change the world. They'll be able to inspire and impact so many other people. Okay, and you could be that person for all you know. So go ahead and do this. Thank you so much for hanging on till the end of the podcast. Keep watching out for more of my podcasts. Stay tuned. Cheers. God bless and have an awesome day. Bye-bye.